I'm like so puffy and feel so gross. And my life's falling apart.
Oh, but we got a jam-a-lam.
We got a jam-a-lam.
My life's falling apart, but it's a little better because we got a jam-a-lam. Jam-a-lam. I'd much prefer if this jam-a-lam was a chicken Caesar salad wrap. Though. So I just want to get that.
This jam-a-lam could become a right chicken now. Caesar salad wrap.
They could send
that's true.
Them.
It could.
Oh, man. You know what I like is that we've...
I'll give my fucking address. I will give my fucking private address.
I know you
will. If people want to start sending me food.
Yeah.
Megan, I could just PayPal you the percentage of the $20 and you can buy a chicken
no,
salad.
No, she wants to give her address on the on
no,
the chance
I just want to give my address, people.
Someone accidentally brings a chicken Caesar salad wrap and maybe a gun or a knife. Her life
I was going to say it murders me. My life is in shambles right now. So I welcome.
Right. So if someone wants to bring me like a sandwich or like a bag
of death.
Anthrax or like whatever.
Hmm. Or like if you could mix the two, that would be great. If you could just sprinkle some anthrax on a chicken Caesar. Why am I so obsessed with the chicken Caesar salad wrap right now?
I don't know, but see, anthrax is nice on that because it's crunchy. It's nice to add a crunch, you know? It's like...
Yeah, and not a crouton.
Right.
So avoiding carbs.
Right. You see? Thank you. We're
very
all
thin of me.
Getting ready for summer so that in case you somehow manage to live, survive until summertime.
My address is...
Oh, so we Jesus have a jam-a-lam this week.
Oh, yeah. Back to that shit.
Yeah. Wait. Play. We're trying... Jam-a-lam, play the music.
Jam-a-lam, so I got the music.
Oh, normally you cue it. I wanted to cue it in this.
Okay.
You did a great job
cueing
it. You did a
great
it. You didn't
it's
even pull
so
a nipple
good.
Out.
I know.
I'm very
I was...
proud of you. Okay, this is honestly, I know I always talk shit. This is my favorite jam-a-lam.
Every jam-a-lam is your favorite jam-a-lam.
I know, but this
You're
one is the newest one,
please.
So my favorite.
It's like, yeah. It's like kids drawing you pictures. You're like, this one's my new favorite.
We love it.
Yes, which also is the same. You saw my fridge. It is covered in children's drawings.
Good. Your
that
fridge
I
and your
stole
body.
From yeah. other people's kids.
Yes. Yeah. Children I've never met before. Right. I just go to preschools and I sneak in the back door and I steal children's drawings.
And then I yell, this is for jammers in Spanish.
And then you take it to your tattoo artist. Here, I want this. Did your kid make it? No, some other kid. There's some mom.
Yeah, that's all my tattoos are just random. Like, you know, it's cute when somebody like gets like their kid's name that the kid wrote on their arm or
right.
something.
Yeah.
But this is just like random. All my tattoos, my body's covered in random children's artwork.
Creepy.
It's not cute at all.
Oh, let's popcorn read this. I love this one.
Steven, do you remember how to popcorn?
Yeah, you want me to popcorn too?
No, she's just asking you if you remember how to do it.
Okay.
Oh,
I just wanted to see if you remember
like
that
asshole.
Improv game. Wendy, popcorn.
Ah, son of a bitch. Okay,
oh,
hi guys.
God damn it.
I was like,
cut
Bill
that, Steven.
Two.
Cut it. Okay,
we
popcorn
already,
take two.
Fancy.
Popcorn take two. Hey, we already recorded the episode and we were funny, and now we're doing the intro and the jam-a-lam. This is Jammers. I'm Wendy.
Oh, I'm Megan.
I'm
I
Steven.
Forgot for a second.
Look at that. We're trying to point Yay. With hands. I'm really am gonna have to start using nipples as a as
you are.
A non-verbal
well, that's the only
cue.
Thing I'll pay attention to.
And that's a call forward to the episode, listener. So stay tuned. All right,
stay tuned for nips. Hot nips. Like,
okay.
Like warm, very warm to
Here
the touch.
Here we go. I'll start. Let me see if I can figure it out. Hey guys, my name is Jillian. I had to
what
send
was
a
that voice.
Hey guys.
Is that what you think Jillian sounds like?
Yeah, that's it.
That's kind of dickish.
No, I think she sounds like a woman. I
hey
feel
guys.
Like I sound like a man.
It was the inflection. It was very like high school
yeah.
mean girl.
Hey guys.
Is that what you
yeah,
think of Jillian? Yes. I mean, why are you putting that on her?
That's how I think women sound. I think I sound like
All
a man.
Women?
I think Megan sounds like a man.
Well, what do I sound like?
A woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks says enough.
No, you sound like a mad teenager.
Well, okay. I'll give it to you.
It hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, thank you. That was perfect. You have been taking improv classes. You did that in a
yes.
high voice. You will get to popcorn read soon. That was a very good
yeah,
yes and.
So eventually, Steven will make it to popcorning.
Yep.
Oh.
God.
Okay, back at it.
Fine. Hey, guys. Fuck you. My name, I had to fuck you to make you sound cooler.
Hey, guys, fuck you. Your podcast is dumb.
Yeah, fuck you guys. I hope you all die of AIDS in an apartment together. Another call forward.
My name's Jillian.
My name is Jillian. I had a son of Jamalam. Because your podcast has been helping me through a hard time. Popcorn Megan.
My father is in critical care at the hospital, and listening to you guys has made me laugh and take my mind off of everything. Jillian, I love you. And if you need to call me and talk about things, I'm into it because I am in a slightly similar situation. Popcorn Wendy.
Keep doing what you're doing. Also, Wendy. Yes, Jillian. Oh, this is how I like my conversations. Talking to myself. Now I'm back in the groove. Yes, Jillian. Hello. I'll be at Glamour Puss on the 24th.
Yay.
If you're listening to this, it already happened, and Jillian and I had a great time, and thanks for coming. I'd love to meet you and Christina. It would be the perfect birthday gift. Holy shit. Let's do the ending together. 1, 2, 3.
Love you guys. How did you count? And we still didn't do it together.
I know. No, we got a flat. Try it again. Everyone pull your tits out. Steven, not you.
Yeah, Steven, pull out both your tits.
Yeah. Wah. Yeah, we want to.
The sound of my tits.
Oh, God.
No.
Like a.
Well, and then there's like a real cute little emoji.
Little happy face.
It's
so
like
that's cool.
It's like a fat happy face.
Yeah. I feel like that's a comment on
it. It's a blushing happy face.
Well, maybe if you weren't, it was probably thin, but then you talked about chicken Caesar salad wraps seven times before we even read the Jamalam.
Well, thank you very much, Jillian, for your Jamalam.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to get your own Jamalam, you can buy it on jammerspod.com.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry you're going through this, Jillian. That sucks, but I'm glad we can help a little bit. And seriously, send us an email and I'll give you my phone number. You can call me because I'm going through a similar situation.
Yeah, do it. Oh, yeah. We've gotten emails where like someone emailed us and it was just like, hey, like I'm going through this thing with my boyfriend, and I emailed him from my personal email account. Just like, oh, I get it, and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, no, we
are really helping the people.
We like you guys.
Yeah.
The people who listen to us.
We genuinely do.
We genuinely like you. And why do you think we're also barely hanging on by a thread? So we're happy.
Which, by the way, shout out to Sarah the Butcher, because I talked to her over the weekend, and she's going through a little bit of some crap right now, and we love you, Sarah.
Wow.
And
Sarah the Butcher, we love you. You're awesome.
I want to come eat meats and drink whiskey with you so badly.
Thank you guys so much. We love you, and get ready to download a new app for this challenge. Is that too much of a hint?
No, not at all.
That, yeah,
that's
an app. Because there's only
app.
Two apps.
Yeah, no, there's
yeah,
only
exactly.
One app.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Oh, my roommate. I forgot. I didn't get to take a picture because I flushed it down before I could wake up all the way to fully realize that my 41-year-old roommate got up and in lieu of turning on lights because she doesn't want to wake me up because the light comes into my room, she just is in the dark stumbling around, for sure still drunk. Because I see how much wine.
I love this woman.
Because I see how much wine she drinks at night. And then she just smokes cigarettes in the bathroom.
I love this woman.
Yeah.
There was
I hope I'm that
fun.
Cool when I'm 41.
Yeah.
Having a roommate smoking in my own bathroom.
I know. And she knows I smoke cigarettes. And so I got to text her and be like, hey, yo, I'm hip to it, baby. Just smoke by the window in the living room, not next
like
to my...
Like everyone else in New York City does.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoke next to the window, and it's there. And because the bathroom is not only an enclosed space, but it is next to my bedroom, which has no window. Maybe. So I'll just come in. So I'm like, I just wake up. I'm like, God, it smells like I was in a bar all night. Oh, no, my roommate my roommate was just like, essentially, I am in a bar. There were cigarette butts in the toilet seat.
Does she?
That's amazing.
Oh, no, my roommate was just working on a good morning BM.
Does she have smoker shame that she's like, I need to smoke in the bathroom?
Not enough shame to get rid of the butts.
Yeah. I was going to say, clearly not.
No. She just loudly gets in like scream fights.
Scream fights with who?
In speakerphone. I don't know. In Spanish. Oh. She's yelling in Spanish.
I love Wendy found the one person in New York more unstable than she is.
I know.
I think this town's off the rails. I think if you wind up with a roommate in New York City, it's always a fucking thing. I love it.
Yeah, but that's usually Wendy. And
I
Wendy's
know. It's bizarre. Because I know. That's I texted
you
Megan.
You were the baddest.
I was like, oh man, she's going to think, what a loser. This 36-year-old needs to sublet my apartment. And now I'm like, what a loser. She needs me to cover her rent. Oh, she thinks, oh, yeah, I can't. So I can probably pull off a couple more months there because she's a fucking mess.
So we're going to live together forever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would kill both of you and myself.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I miss roommates. I love living with roommates. I know that's weird, but if I could live.
I fucking hate it.
Like, my fantasy world is to live in like some weird New York bizarro fucking fucked up Friends in the Lower East Side where you're just like in a building with all your buds and fucking doing crazy shit. That's why I moved to this town.
See, in the most punk rock thing Steven's ever said, he moved to New York City because of the show Friends.
No, I was thinking Rent. I was like, because of the play Rent.
I just want to sit around and have AIDS with my pals.
AIDS.
In the same building.
Well, you know, we're going down together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let me finish.
I'm a real mess. I don't want to. What are you doing? Are you checked out? You're just texting?
I know. I'm texting.
You're texting with Caitlin.
No, now I'm texting my roommate. I'll deal with her afterwards.
You're just going.
No, she's just texting her mom. She's just saying, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Just saw it. Recording Jammers. I take my job very seriously. Hey, look, I get it. We're doing a podcast.
Wendy uses the time that we record Jammers to just catch up with old friends.
Yell at a roommate.
I know. Ooh, you got on your golden girl. What's going on with you?
I feel like I'm dying.
Why?
No, I did not. I didn't get up until like 10 minutes before we recorded this.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Want to just get back. No. Well, I drank last night. Not crazy. I feel fine that way. But because it's been so fucking, I feel like you can hear it in my voice. It's been so cold and we've been running the heat. So I'm getting super stuffy.
Yeah. Now we know it sounds like
breathing out of my mouth in 60. My sleep. And yeah. I just like, it's 45 actually.
Wow.
It's that's real world cold.
Yeah. It's actually
when you're
cold.
In the 40s. It's real world cold.
Yeah. It's the same as it is here right now in LA. Yeah. And I was going to say, you and I both sound like we've been sleeping in my bedroom, breathing in not fresh air, cat litter,
cigarettes and cat piss. I just feel, I feel like my head is just, and then my mouth, you know, when you're all stuffy and you breathe out your mouth, so your mouth has that like weird, like dry feeling.
Yeah.
For like a few hours after you wake up. Like, I just feel like, I just feel gross. Yeah. And I ate shit last night. I have a really bad scrape on my foot and my knee.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a really bad, you ate shit like you fell. I thought you were saying like you ate shitty food.
Oh, no. I felt real bad.
I took that the same.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, I ate shit and I burned the roof of my mouth and I scraped it open with a tortilla chip. And I was like, tell me more about that.
Get back to that tortilla chip.
Right, I think that's why your mouth feels so dry. I don't think it's the heater. I think it's the internal mouth bleeding. Where did you fall?
I'm in a lot of pain. I fell. I'm very clumsy. I don't know if we've ever talked. I run into things and I hurt myself. I'm very stupid. I'm a very stupid person. Steven's been, you know that there's two steps. Like my apartment's on the first floor, but there's just two little steps. Steppy ups.
Yeah. Steppy ups. So you're like, what are you, a contractor?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know about building materials.
Building
steppy ups are covered in the white stuff.
Right.
The not plaster. Yeah. I knew that. I knew plaster.
See, well, the steppy ups. That's where. That's good for doing your leg butts. I just do my leg butts on the steppy ups. Don't act like a cunt, Wendy.
How do people fuck me? I talk like a 4-year-old.
Is that how you talk when you fuck?
Oh, you talk like
I do.
We're gonna do the in and outs.
100%. Yeah.
You talk like an autistic 4-year-old. Shout out to our autistic listeners.
Yeah. our autistic 4-year-old listeners.
Yeah.
I bet we have a bunch of teenagers. We gotta have at least one 4-year-old.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's actually not true. Autistic people, they have a really high IQ. So when they are speaking, they sound much smarter than all three of us combined.
Oh, 100%.
Or they don't speak at all and they're still smarter just by the way they look.
They would never call stairs steppy ups. Right. They'd be like, those are stairs.
Right.
Because I know the word for stairs.
Okay, so
Oh, I just tripped. I was walking home from my neighbor's apartment, and I tripped.
The two miniature steps in the apartment complex.
I'm very clumsy. And it's really bad. I'll send you pictures. My foot, I can't wear shoes.
What the fuck? I like that you... And CrossFit is supposed to be this functional training thing. That's the thing.
You can't walk from your apartment.
You go to the gym.
This is the bare minimum.
And you do like CrossFit is supposed to be like functional training where you know how to...
And balance.
You need to do like basic exercise. Like, you know when you're a kid and they make you take tumbling? And we're not talking about gymnastics like with Precedent. Just general tumbling. Like what I did for like 2 weeks. And then they were like, oh, she does not know how to work her body. Where they just essentially like... There's got to be a training. I mean, is that karate or what is that? Where like they teach you how to fall and
karate.
Not like not hurt yourself.
That's what I need to do. I need to take like pratfall classes.
Right.
So I need to get into clowning is I think what you're saying. I need to start taking clowning classes.
Yeah. But just, and that's like, instead of like a CrossFit, you're like, okay, so Megan's got a special, you know, where they modify exercises. Like, okay, you're going to throw this tire, but you're going to do it across the floor of banana peel.
Yeah, exactly.
While we throw pies at your face.
I'm in a lot of pain, guys.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of pain. It's really bad. And I've got a bruise on my other foot on my toe.
Oh my God. From a different thing?
I don't know. I have no idea. That my toe doesn't hurt. I was like, what's this mark? Like it looks like a pen mark. Like if somebody like put a red Sharpie on my toe.
Okay. You need to get that checked out. That sounds like circulation. Sound good. That sounds like a poisonous bite of something.
It probably is.
I would love. Do you know what I would love?
How I die.
Poisonous pen mark.
I'm like, I've got if somebody snuck in my apartment in the middle of the night and just put a Sharpie right on my little toe. Now I'm dead.
It wasn't a Sharpie, they injected you with AIDS, and then Steven would be so mad.
Well, he'd be like, man, she's going to live in an apartment with all her AIDS friends and they're going to die together. I'm so jealous.
I'm so jealous. I just have to keep going to Hawaii. This is bullshit.
I'm never going to get AIDS.
Life is so unfair. I have to have like a nice apartment where I live with my girlfriend. And most
Who
of the time.
I like.
Yeah. Ugh. And we don't even see each other that much. And when we do, we get to fuck. It's like the worst.
Yeah, I just get to live my own life. And then when I see my girlfriend, we just have sex.
Yeah, it's like, I mean.
And then she takes me to Hawaii.
Yeah.
God.
And you know what? She doesn't even have AIDS. She doesn't even have herpes. She doesn't have anything.
She has nothing.
And she
nothing.
I mean, she can sing, sure, but good. You can sing. Who gives a shit if you can sing in a musical if you're not going to die of AIDS halfway through the second chorus? This is New York City.
We are nailing Steven impressions right now.
I think you've nailed my musical. This is my magnum opus.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Speaking about nailing Steven, shout out to Sarah for nailing Steven's not going on a hike with me.
Let me tell you how many times I read that and sent like an ugh reply and then deleted it.
It was?
Steven never, you know why? Because he was mad because it's 100%. She did such a good Steven impression.
It is very correct.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
So shock, big shock. Of course, Steven didn't go on a fucking hike with me while he was in LA.
No, the weather was beautiful.
It was perfect.
There were circumstances. Things happened.
Yeah, of course they did. So Sarah sent an email that was like, I guess Steven isn't going to go make it. I guess Steven isn't going to make it to the end of Megan's block before turning back. I predict he's going to make up some shitty excuse for why he can't do it. Some excuses he might use are, one, I'm just real crazy with editing right now, so I can't waste time walking. Two, why would I need to walk when I should really be investing in workout machines that make my girlfriend orgasm? It's her birthday after all. And then three, I can't be fucked coming up with another excuse, so I'll just say that walking really bums me out.
Yes.
I did like, read that on the way to your house. And I was like, she nailed me. All right.
Like one and two or one and three, 100% Steven would say.
She crushed it.
Two's funny, but one and two, I hear Steven's voice, his droning, boring voice.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the first one So thank you for participating. We're reading these emails. That was dope for participating in the over-under on.
This is real. No one can accuse us of not having crowd participation.
No, that was
no.
Then the first one, I mean, yeah, the first one that was that she could write his dialogue for the podcast.
Yeah, she could. Yeah, Sarah, if you want a job, we're going to be billionaires any day now.
Yeah.
So we'll pay you. And then that way Steven can just completely turn his brain off for this podcast.
Yeah,
you can just write all of his dialogue.
Yeah.
We'll put it through a robot voice. We'll make a monotone robot voice.
Oh, no, there's no need for that. You could just read it.
It's the same thing, really.
So now, let's do a quick follow-up, because we're practicing, like, doing segments and shit like that.
Yeah, we're really getting it together.
We're being professional. And the last...
Okay. Oh, you're being serious. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
I was deadly serious. Death...
I'll make a hand signal when you know I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'll do it like
a... just make, like, a...
Yeah.
Like a real serious, I'll make like a hoop. Like a real serious face.
I'll do... Yeah, here's what
make
I'll
a
do.
Noise like we're in the military.
Yep. I'll do left nipple for serious, right nipple for joke.
Okay, perfect.
I'll just flash you through your just iPhone.
Like, constantly just like, whoop.
Yeah, whoop.
Make that noise.
So it's whoop is serious, whoop is joke.
Oh, this is, I feel like that wasn't that funny, but it really...
Oh,
I
no,
really
the
enjoyed
sound.
It.
The sound
well,
effects really...
The sound effects are good, and the visual of it is like us just hanging out at like a dinner party. But like in an industry meeting.
Neither of those things would ever happen.
That's
Let's say
how
it's
you
in a dive bar,
at
a terrible bar.
Right,
meeting.
At a shitty dive bar. But yeah,
but I would like, yeah, we're at a very important fancy meeting and Wendy's just like flashing her nips, making weird noises so me and her can communicate secretly.
Yeah.
and that's why we'll never be successful.
Oh no, because I'll be like, you guys can just talk. When I'm in LA in a couple of days, it'll be weird. When we go into a meeting, we'll be like, we have to communicate via FaceTime. I have to go sit in the other room. You guys, you're so
that
much
really,
funny.
That really threw you off.
Yeah, you guys are so much funnier on the podcast. Well, see, the way we're most comfortable talking now is through video devices while smashing our tits and making noise.
I can't wait to hang out. I'm so excited to see you. And us just like have nothing to say to each physical, like when we're physically together, just like nothing to say. We're just like, oh my God, hi, how are you? I love you. I miss you. And then we just sit silently in a soup plantation for 3 hours.
Well, no, we'll be silent because we'll be shoving food in our face. I mean, we can pretend it's because we have nothing to say, but it's because.
Real great. I'm going to have 18 bowls of soup. Oh, by the way, spoiler, we're going to soup plantation on Monday and we're thrilled about it.
Soup plantation. Yeah. There's a place
called
Soup Plantation.
It sounds bad, but it's not. It's
sounds
not.
Terrible.
It has nothing to do with slavery. I promise. It has
Why would
lot
you even
soup.
Keep the plantation on that? No one voted to change that. I mean, we're removing statues. We can't change Soup Plantation.
It's called Sweet Tomatoes too. It's like a Carl's Jr. Hardee's situation. Like
wait,
some parts of the country it's called Sweet Tomatoes. I think in the South it's called Sweet Tomatoes. Like
oh,
in the South they're like oh we can't have a
wait,
place called
Wait, but in the
plantation.
North it's called Soup Plantation?
Steven, I don't work for the company.
What are you talking
I just love
about?
Their soups.
Wow. I know nothing about this.
Yeah. And it's a cute thing too because the theme is it's only black people work there. Come on.
And they're all dressed.
Right.
They're all dressed in uniforms like they're working in a plantation.
Yeah. But other than that, it's just like a regular restaurant.
It's just a regular restaurant. I don't know why people get weird about the
people
name.
People get so mad.
Just, you know, it's just a soup salad and bad pasta and terrible, terrible racism.
Right. Right. And indentured servitudes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but that's like the fourth thing you'd
right.
say when describing Soup Plantation.
Right. They don't call it slavery.
Killer soup, great
right.
salad.
Yeah, the people in corporate don't like you to say the word slavery. That's offensive. They're like, look, the name is already Soup Plantation's in the name. We don't call it slavery. We call it indentured servitude.
Yeah,
and they get benefits.
Call it minimum wage.
Right.
It sounds better. Yeah, exactly.
I know. Did you save homeless people in Maui? This is good. And now we're catching up
that's right. Speaking of indentured servitude, Steven, how many homeless people in Maui did you meet and talk to?
Yeah, it's surprisingly many.
Like, I am not surprised.
No. Yeah, no, you were totally right on that.
Yeah, I know. I live there.
Yeah.
Why are you surprised?
No, it's one of those things too. That like I would have known it was enough that I would have noticed it if you hadn't blatantly pointed it out to me before I went. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's, you know, definitely if I'm going to check out and live in a car, Maui, Hawaii yeah. in general.
So yeah. what did you do to help them? Did you solve the homeless problem in Maui,
Stephen?
No, I
was there for 3 days. What do you want me to fix?
Give people money. You could have volunteered one day.
Volunteering. No, none of that. None of that happened. I'm sorry to let everyone down.
Hey, you didn't let me down. You just these poor kids living in cars in Maui. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. With drug addictions that I'm sure you could have solved single-handedly.
You didn't yeah. just walk over with no, like, I was you, thinking, you just I was give like, them like a okay. crochet set. You guys, this really helps my friend Megan.
Just tapping on their little tents. Like, just, hey, you know, how's it going in here, you guys? What can I do?
And then you just hand them crochet needles and then they would stab you with
that
them.
That would have gone very well.
Yeah, you just break sandwiches.
Instead of smoking crack, crochet me a blanket.
Right.
No. Meth. Meth more than crack, I think. Because you got to import it. Where are you importing? You got to get the cocaine. If you're just importing cocaine, then you're just not going to do cocaine. And you know,
how do you think we get cocaine in this country, Steve?
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, and that's why...
How do they? I mean, I don't understand. How do they get spam? How do they get cocaine? How do they get everything yeah. in this tiny island?
That's no, why they do so many drugs there, because it's so expensive. Like toilet paper and milk is fucking crazy expensive. They're like, well, shit, if I'm going to pay, you know, three times the price for any product, it may as well be something that gets me high. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I can spend $20 on milk or $40 on this crack rock.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the crack.
Yeah.
Always go with crack.
Yeah, that's plus milk. Yeah, and milk is actually like not good for you.
And gross. It's also yeah. just gross.
Yeah. It's milk. It's pus for it's titty pus from cows.
Yeah, it's gross. I say milk and that really makes people mad.
Oh, that upsets me very much. Milk.
It's the old no, this is you I never even noticed.
M-E-L. You pronounce it.
Yeah, M-E-L-K.
Yeah.
And I never noticed I did that until my friend Rob pointed it out. And I was like, oh my God, that's so annoying. So I have to consciously say milk.
Yeah.
Like I have to consciously think about it. But my mom does it too. So that's why I do it. But I'm like, we're from California. It's not like it's some weird accent thing.
Yeah, no, there's some people that do it. That drove my buddy Jonathan crazy growing up. Like one of our buddies, our buddy Danny would always say, he said milk and Jonathan would be like, oh, milk. Like it just is over. So that's always.
Embarrassed. So well, embarrassed.
I've never noticed it because how many times a day are you talking about milk though?
True.
Constantly.
At work. Well, do you say with coffee when you're serving, do you have to go like, would you like milk with that?
I always say, I say cream.
Okay.
I say cream.
Cream, but I pronounce it with an I, so it's cream. Would you like cream? And they're like, wait, you can have cream or milk. I'm so confused.
That's the thing. I don't do it. No other words, just that word. And luckily, I don't fucking drink it, so it's not really an issue in my life. But I was so mortified when my friend pointed that out. Because I was like 19. So my entire life, no one had ever pointed it out to me before.
Shattering.
Very shattering.
That's really, I would think that you would not give a shit. And that's when you stopped. That's when you really stopped doing meth. You were like, hold on. Everyone's got their rock bottom.
Oh, no,
and you're
no,
like,
I did meth for 3 more years.
You're like, I've been saying milk. I gotta get rid of this.
I gotta get my life together.
Yeah, I gotta get some knitting. I gotta get a hobby. I gotta find something that I love. And what I love more than drugs is pronouncing words correctly.
What did you have any words that you pronounce oddly?
No.
No, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Fuck you guys.
See, that's why it bothers me, because it's like I speak well. Typically.
My God.
That's what you're priding yourself on. That's why yes. milk is shattering your world.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, look at this is now this Han. I paused, but this is a good segue because we're trying to plan ahead. We have to do like a real challenge and we're like, this is serious.
Oh,
speaking about word pronunciation. Look at that. Now, if we had planned.
God damn it. We're so smart.
If we
didn't even mean to do that. Money, come to us. Just give it to us
right.
because we're so smart and good at our jobs.
Well, maybe wait till we learn to pick up on the fact that like, oh shit, are we perfectly segueing into the topic? And then we don't just stop.
No, it's fine. It's fine. This is close enough. This is the closest we'll ever get.
There's just like a hard stop. And it was like, oh my God, you guys. You guys, they think we did something right on accident.
Oh, everything hurts.
Stared at each other's eyes. Speaking of learning
so Wendy,
to,
Megan,
to
what
talk
is,
good.
What is the topic this week that we are segueing so brilliantly into?
We're going to learn all the languages of the world.
All yeah. of them.
Yep. Or maybe like part of one.
All the languages.
Yes, we need to learn. We need to brush up on learning new languages. That's a great skill. I need to learn
Killer
Spanish.
Skill.
I hate myself that I don't speak Spanish. I took 4 years of French in high school, of which I can barely speak any.
It's crazy. I can that you read took it
pretty
French.
Well. Why, I can read it pretty.
Why did you take
stupid.
French? Just to be.
I, oh, see, I wish I would have taken. I actually wish I would have taken French. I'm mad they didn't offer French in my high school.
We had French, German, and Spanish.
We had German.
And, me and you lived in Southern California, French. And you were just like, "What's the least and, useful language?"
And my high school boyfriend had a mother who I never. We were together for like 3 years. I never had a conversation with because she spoke no English. So I mean,
she only spoke Spanish.
She only spoke Russian. So it was a double fuck you. So, I don't even want to learn a language close to what your mother can speak.
I'm going to go with Italian. Like what?
But wait, so with the, so with French, how do you not, you took 4 years of it?
I took 4 years of French. Yeah.
And do your friends still speak it? Did you guys practice it at all with each other?
I mean, in high school. Yeah. I haven't been in high school for 12 years.
What about all the great
Stop
French
it.
Films?
Hey,
I mean,
first of all,
because that's why I want to learn to speak
first
French.
First of all, Megan, you've been out of high school. Thing. Hold on.
Okay.
You've been out of high school for 3 years. We're going to be famous, Stephen. I'm right. trying
oh,
to.
That's right. I all forgot. Right.
Yeah.
We're all lying about
yeah,
our
we
age.
Just got out of high school. We're like 15.
We're very young.
We just got out of high school. We're like 15.
Well, like
Steven's so old, he doesn't know how old you are in high school.
I know, yeah. Well, we've already established Steven's a vampire. He doesn't understand.
he's like, we're out of high school. What are we, like 12 or 57?
Yeah.
How old are we?
All right, so we should get out of high school. So at what point, when do we move in together and start giving each other AIDS?
That's all I care about.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that so stupid, though, that I can't speak it? I hate that.
Yeah. Even when you get drunk, does it come back?
When I get drunk?
Yeah.
French? Is that normally how things work?
Oh, yeah.
Remember magical skills?
When
I get drunk and French just,
when
I'm drinking, throwing it around.
Yeah, sometimes it's in the back of your brain. I'll do that. And I've been told, like, if I'm, like, hanging out, like, I'll have a couple drinks, especially tequila. I don't know what it is. But when I'm, like, drunk and a couple, when I've been like blacked out a few times, people are like, you speak Spanish fluently. Jorge told me that the documentary, I swear to God. And I was like, were you filming that? Cause I was like, for sure in a blackout. I was like, and I was browning out. And then, yeah, he goes, I didn't realize you speak really good Spanish. And I'm like, okay, fuck. He's like, no. When we went to this other bar and I was like, oh, I don't remember going there. He's like, you were like yelling in Spanish, but it was like perfect Spanish. And I was like, well then I will do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that happens to me. Like sometimes the more I just
get, okay. So for the next week, while we're learning or relearning a language,
right.
Get drunk every day. Just get blackout drunk every day.
Right. Well, not when you're learning, but once you've learned the skill.
Well, you got to put it into
you
use.
Get blackout
I like
drunk.
My plan better. I yeah. like my, I think my plan's just, better.
We'll just get blackout drunk. Well, I'll be there. I'll be in LA while we're doing the challenge. We'll black out and go to Soup Plantation and just practice yelling Duolingo commands at each other.
Oh, yeah. That's what, if people want to do this, which I think everyone should, every listener, because what?
Why
not?
What
why would you
lose?
Not? Yeah.
Right.
But it's this app and like whatever, you know, they'll pay us later. But Duolingo
is
super
doing
easy.
An app? That's how you're learning the language?
Yeah. Well,
it's the easiest way we thought we could do it.
Well, do you, so what? So do you speak language, another language? Do you speak languages?
I.
How about, hey, Wendy. Wow. Hey, Wendy, do you speak a language? My challenge is going to be to first learn to speak one, pick one language and do that fluently.
I took 2 years of Spanish in high school and it did not stick. I understand some things. Like when I travel, I can understand for the most part and like order food and that kind of thing.
Oh, but... sí, puedes comprender?
Nope.
I'm blackout drunk right now. What if in the second half of the episode, I just pull up, this is just like all tequila and I'm like, you fucking tell me I don't know
it.
Tell me I don't know Spanish when I'm drunk.
Wendy, how did you get all this drug Spanish in your brain?
Well, no, it's from when I was a kid because we would go to Mexico all the time when I was a kid. And so my parents, they would force us when we were in Mexico. And my stepdad had like topographical maps of Mexico in the house. And we lived in East LA when I was little and then Long Beach. And until I was in like second grade, half of my class was taught a lot of times in Spanish. The kids I grew up with.
Yeah. ESL.
Yeah. Because we lived
ESL classes.
Yeah. When you're going to
school.
Which
is so great. I wish I was in those classes.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, well, so bad. Well, but that also means that like you're also like, if you're in an ESL class, like, oh, Wendy, you're so lucky you grew up where you like half your class was taught in Spanish. Yeah, and then also I was lucky enough to have to run inside at 4 p.m. from a kickball game because there's gunfire. So, like, and not always.
Balance.
But.
Yeah, but, like, ESL classes in, you know, South, they had ESL classes at my elementary school. There weren't gunshots there.
Like, really? Oh, in Newport? Oh, no, my school.
Oh, was, in Newport? No, I did not grow up in Newport. That would be lovely.
I thought you grew up in Newport. That's Orange County.
No, I grew up. Yeah, so is Laguna Hills and many other places. I grew up in Laguna Hills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the white trash area of Laguna Hills. That's just as fancy. Get the fuck out of town.
No, it's not. But I'm saying, yeah, but I'm saying we still have ESL. My point is you don't have to have gunshots in a neighborhood to have ESL classes.
Ours, those are not.
That was my point.
Yeah. Oh, no, but ours wasn't ESL. It wasn't ESL. It was, I was going to, there was like in the kindergarten class, the general kindergarten class, half of the class was taught in Spanish because the half of the kids did not speak English. Right. So that was good though. But that, and that's not to say it's not good. It's not bad. It's just, that's just was what the situation was. You would go in and it wasn't like I was put in ESL. I grew up speaking English. Believe that or not, after listening to this podcast,
I was going to say, I don't believe
but I was just grew up in a neighborhood where there was, and all the families, but that's the thing too, is all the families were on. It's kind of like what Steven was describing his dream life would be in New York, which is why I'm like, fuck you. I want to make money and live in a nice house and have my own place. It was where everybody was on welfare. My family was like not fake poor. That was like, we were all, people were like working jobs and on welfare. And so everybody was very poor. And it was just that kind of neighborhood. We were some of the only white kids in the class. My brother and I, and so you would walk in and it was taught half in Spanish, half in English. So
did you speak Spanish with your friends when you were like a little kid?
Yeah, you had to, yeah. To like hang out with friends. You had to, and then my parents would, they would force us to practice speaking Spanish, which is good because, and they were like, we live in Southern California, like your friends speak Spanish. So that's, I think, why it's more in my brain than just in high school. And we would, when we go to Mexico, my parents would be like, ask for the check in Spanish, and they would like, my parents would only speak Spanish to us when we were on vacation.
That's good though.
It was really good.
That's immersion. That's what it was. It wasn't ESL. It was the immersion classes.
Yeah.
That's what you were in.
Cause I had no, I think that was the thing. It was like in rural Pennsylvania, like you take a language, but it's just so foreign like you just don't really need it. So there's no practical application for it. And I don't know.
That's why I feel
real dumb about it now. Like I wish I would have gotten into languages earlier and, you know, really put it in my brain, but
well, I think that's why I took French, because I was an idiot. Because I was just like, everyone speaks Spanish. Everyone takes Spanish. I want to be different.
I'm actually mad I don't know French, because there's a lot of French films that I feel like, I hate watching movies when you don't speak
my
the language.
God.
No, but come on.
Subtitles, Steven, subtitles.
No, but it doesn't, there's a poetry. It's like stand-up comedy. Like, when you watch comics
I'm gonna
in another language, you feel like it doesn't translate.
That's the one time I wish I didn't even understand English is when I have to watch stand-up comedy.
No, but I feel like poetry and there's a nuance to language that I really appreciate that I feel like gets lost when you have a translation.
Right. And that's, but so then why have you not learned French? Is that something you've wanted to do for a while or did you just think about it now?
No. It's something that I've wanted to do, but have not pursued.
And why have you not pursued it? No, this is the point of the show. This is why Megan and I like started this stupid challenge, with each other way before I moved to New York, where we just would basically not dare each other, but be like, hey, instead of talking about shit you want to do, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then we talk about talking about it.
Yeah. And now we're doing it.
Right.
So, because I think that's a little, most people, they're like, oh, I want to learn a language and they feel like they should and then they just don't, which is why we're...
Especially in America.
I'm not dipping back into French, by the way.
No,
I'm doing Spanish.
Why?
I'm doing Spanish.
Why are you doing Spanish?
Well, I've worked in restaurants my entire life. So it'd be real nice if I could know all the shit that the kitchen's talking about me. There's a guy, one of the kitchen guys, Luis, who I love very much. He's super, super nice guy. But he is constantly staring at my pussy and saying really aggressive things, sexually aggressive things in Spanish. And I know that because my other buddies are like, "Hoo hoo, yeah, you're real glad you don't know Spanish right now."
I'll help you. I already know what you're going to. He's saying aggressive things and staring at your pussy. Easy. Get out your notebook. Get out your notepad. You say, muchas gracias. And then move on.
Well, you know,
that's exactly what I do. So I go, I don't know. Don't know.
Because I'll just. My approach to language.
Do
is
you
to
really? Use, what do you? So wait. I'm sorry. What? So
no,
wait.
No.
So someone is aggressively.
He's harmless. First of all, let's get. I want to get something straight real quick. The restaurant industry is like the last bastion of fucking workplace sexual harassment. 100% Like, there's no getting rid of it. Yes, there's a cultural thing too, because you got kitchen guys in the back who are like, who don't see. You know, it's complimentary to fucking whistle at girls when you drive by. Shit like that. It's just not going to change. It's not going to change. Like, Mario Batali got fucking fucked and fired or whatever. But that's because he's famous. You're never going to take away the sexual harassment in a restaurant. It's just never going to happen. So you either you deal with it.
Right.
Or you fucking don't work in a restaurant.
So you just learn to speak the whatever language.
And talk shit back. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So it's self-defense.
Talk about their dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can combine your Spanish and your pratfalls.
Oh,
you can
this
talk
is,
shit
gonna
to
be
him.
A-
and then you can just like somersault through the kitchen to get away from him as he tries to stab you with a knife. It'll be like a great Disney movie. It's like a combination of like Ratatouille. Or like in The Little Mermaid, where the crab is fucking around and the chef's trying to get him. But
that's
you're the crab.
That's what it's more like. I am the crab.
Yeah, you're the crab.
And he is the French chef.
Right. And he's running around and he's just yelling about your pussy. And you're like, hey, fuck you. Jing, like, what is it? I
what
don't know.
What voice was that?
Huh?
The crab is not French. The crab is Caribbean.
Oh, I've not seen
you're
that movie.
You're mixing up your Ratatouille characters.
Okay.
You know nothing
new segment,
of Ratatouille.
New segment. Wendy's knowledge of Disney films, because we had Moana last week.
Wait, the crab, isn't the crab played by The Rock? Yes. The crab is The Rock, right?
Yes, the crab's The Rock. The crab is
The crab is The Rock. He's like, oh, you think you know what you're cooking. Is that the crab? Is that a rock?
Oh, let's never do that again. Oh, dear. Oh. That was, I did and not care for that know, one bit.
And now, wait, and now does Wendy know her wrestler voices? Because that was a bad Hulk Hogan.
Was it? Because I couldn't even tell it was close to Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no. I thought, you know, you nailed The Rock tagline. That was enough for me.
Thank you.
I'm in.
I try to switch it around.
I would love to hear you play The Rock as anyone.
Thank you.
You could just insert him into all the Disney movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I want to watch you just like yell at this guy and then dodge knives.
Well, I don't want to yell at him. I just want to talk shit back to him is all I want.
Well, you know what's weird?
Because he stares at my pussy while I'm wearing an apron. So that's like, it's even more bothersome. I'm like, do you have x-ray vision? Because that makes me more uncomfortable. Because
he's
like, I have an apron. He doesn't look at my tits.
Wants to focus,
he rarely looks at my tits.
Really?
Always just right at my crotch.
Wow. Laser focus.
I told my manager, my new manager came over to drink the other night because she lives down the street from me. And we were just talking about some of the kitchen guys. And I told her the thing about Luis. And she was like, shut up. That's so funny. And then the next day at work, like, noticed him do it. She's like, he does. He literally just looks at your crotch. I'm like, I told you. It is so fucking weird.
What if he's just being like, you think, I hope that you think he's saying like something sexy about like, oh, sexual exploitation. What if he's just like, I think you have a yeast infection. he has an acute sense of smell and he's like, I think you have
he's
a yeast
like,
infection.
He's like, I'm worried about you.
He has a medical degree. He was a very serious doctor in South America.
I noticed that weird red Sharpie dot on your toe and I gotta tell you,
I'm concerned.
I think it's affecting the pH balance of your pussy.
I think my pussy's just so fat that like he can see it through the apron.
Yeah. He's not talking about your pussy. He's like, you might have a tumor. There's something like...
He's just very worried about me. He's like, very worried about my gynecological health.
He keeps talking about my pussy. They're like, no, he keeps going, I think she has a dick. I'm pretty sure she has a dick.
That's why all the kitchen guys are like, oh, good thing you can't speak Spanish.
And you're like, yeah, I can't wait to hear all the nice things he's saying about my culo. Does he say culo? That means pussy.
Culo's, probably. Now I'm going to listen.
Culo is, obviously, that's not how you say it. You say like, culo. Thank you.
You really nailed
that.
That
was just like your Hulk Hogan impression.
Thank you.
No, that was legit.
No, culo is like that's slang. That's cunt in Spanish.
I'm gonna record him.
at some point next weekend. I'm just going to put the record because I want it. And then we can break it down.
What I have been trying to say is when I travel, there are all these great apps now that just do immediate translation for you. Like you could record
Google Translate.
Yeah, you could record him, feed it through an app, and it would spit it back to you in English.
Sick.
So that's what, we're going to try next week to break it down. If we can break down what he's saying before. Yeah.
And you could also, you could come up with comebacks and just feed them through the translation app, remember them, and then you'd be speaking Spanish.
Well, that was, I did, because I was really into Duolingo like a year ago. Like I was really good about it. Like I was doing like 20 minutes every day.
So what is Duolingo? Break this down for us. What are we getting into here?
It's a language teaching app. Learner. Like it goes through... It'll give you it'll say stuff to you or it'll show you a picture and you have to pick a word of what it is. If you get wrong, it says it out loud so you can like hear how it's supposed to be said.
Yeah. And then
accents and stuff.
Yeah. It's really cool. That's how I know how to say culo so perfectly.
Yeah. It teaches you cunt in the app.
Yeah. I did. I went to biology. I was like Spanish biology. I actually felt cool when I did Duolingo because you first. And I was sober when I did it. I'm gonna drink some tequila and then see how far I get when I restart it.
See, exactly.
But you pass, you get on the app and you just take all these little exams and they give you these tests. And so then they'll pass you up. Like if you already have taken, you already know some of the whatever language, second language from school or, you know, in the back of your recesses of your mind. But you can test out of the remedial lessons.
And it bumps you,
it's really cool.
Go through levels. So like, you finish the first level and it's like, yay, you fucking did it, idiot. You know what bread means in Spanish? What bread means. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say, by the way. Again, we're just going to be, now everybody listening, do whatever language you want. We're going to be focusing on English.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I know. We were going to Spanish. We're like, you know what? After careful consideration, after listening to each other.
Now, Wendy, you're already starting at another. You're already starting at another level because you have Spanish pretty good, right? Like, do you?
See, yo hablo.
Okay.
Yo hablo. Okay.
Now, do you think you would be able to do?
You speak it like a woman from the Midwest.
I know,
like,
I'm leaning into that hard.
But, I know,
I'm leaning into that.
I love
it. Like Louise wants to lean into your fat moose knuckle pussy.
No, Wendy.
He just wants to rest his face on your apron. What if he's just pointing at your apron, you think it's your pussy, and he's just like, no, I think she's stealing food. Check her pockets.
Just check her pockets.
Check
she's
her pussy.
Definitely stealing something.
She's got,
shoving it in her pussy.
Yeah.
She's
her taking, pussy. That's really
she's taking these
about.
Breakfast potatoes and eggs Benedicts and just shoving them right up her pussy.
I thought it was yeast infection, but I think it's just a smell of
it's
cheese.
It's hollandaise. It's just hollandaise dripping out of her cunt.
So when, but anyway, go on with your question.
Do you think you would be able to joke in, but do you think you'd be able to do like a 2-minute set?
Yeah, well, that's part of why I want to learn. And like you're saying, so the difference in, and obviously like you made the point, yes, you can go on Google Translator and you can put a thing in and translate.
You missed the nuance. You missed the...
You're not like understanding and you can't have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's part of why I was like, I got to brush up on my Spanish because I'd like to... If this fucking movie ever comes out,
Wendy just had a stroke.
What I would like to do is because they're dubbing it over in like 6 or 7 languages.
You would like to do that,
but I would like to tour Latin America and Central America. I'd love to tour in Spanish because the filmmakers are from they're Spanish speaking. They're from Dominican Republic, and so there's a fan base people that. Are like following this online. So they would be able, and he brought it up to me. He's like, would you want a tour? And I know they have translators and people speak English, but I was like, it'd be more fun to do us to
it'd
do
be way more fun,
you know, and do crowd work.
Do you think you could mix it up in a way that's kind of your own, that would be funny?
No,
no,
I don't believe I don't believe I would be able to be funny in Spanish.
I mean, let's start again. Let's
I don't
start with English.
Yeah,
let's
I don't
start
understand
with
the
English.
Question. Yeah, let's start with English. I don't understand the question. Do I think I would be be funny
in
Spanish?
No. Do you think you'd be able to mix it up? Like, do you think you could be able to bounce back from English and then throw in Spanish in a way that would translate?
You mean do a set
like
in
the
Spanglish?
Movie Spanglish?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, so like with Korean pop music and that kind of thing, it's like you listen to it and it'll be like, okay, Korean, I love you. You know, they'll break into English. They'll flip back and forth.
This
a lot
is,
of other.
This, talking about a thing that everybody does. Like every fucking Spanish speaking person I know does this.
Yeah.
Spanish songs. Spanish songs are a perfect example. It's like they'll have like all these verses in Spanish and then there'll be an English hook.
Yeah. That's so most
you're
people
asking
do
Wendy.
That.
You're asking Wendy if she
I'm
could like
asking
speak
if you
in
think
Span-
you could pull that off in comedy where it's like,
for
if
sure.
you could say,
especially in comedy,
really mix it up, you know, get next level with it.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Let me try and break this down. I think this
I don't
what he
understand.
Means. What he means is like, could you say, like what's the cunt word again?
Culo.
Culo. So like, could you in a set be like, yeah, so I was walking down the street the other day and then this guy was just staring at my culo. Like if you could just like throw in, like, I swear to God,
I'm pretty sure that's a
Steven,
perfect
that's so
Spanish
weird.
Joke. No, that's
yeah.
terrible.
Well, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix Spanish and English and then also my hand signals with my nipples
on
people.
But that's what you're saying, Steven, is you're saying speak in English, but then throw in Spanish words or vice versa. That's yes. what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
That's what most people do that
yeah,
speak both languages.
Right. Yes.
Even my roommate, that's another, well, now, and I would, but that's my roommate. That's how I know she was going through a terrible breakup because they go back and forth. She was like, even though her boyfriend speaks Spanish, they were back and forth yelling at each other on speakerphone, and it was a real delight. Now I believe my cat can speak Spanish. He would call him Sebastian. But they both, Spanish is their first language, but they also speak English. So they were fighting back and forth, and they just break up between the two languages.
Yeah.
And wow. they use whichever.
Or it's like saying a sentence in Spanish and then be like, bitch, like.
Right.
That's very common.
And then also they an example, like a basic phrase that you'll hear a lot is even if they're speaking English to each other, they almost switch between the more efficient language. In Spanish, a lot of times the other languages are more efficient. Mm. Like if we were to do this podcast in Spanish, it would be 7 minutes long and all very funny and we'd be done. But English, we just really take our time and stretch this motherfucker
out. We would also have a lot more music.
Yeah. And but so like claro que sí means, oh, of course. Or that, but that phrase means like that stands for a lot of things. And it's just kind of like, oh yeah, obviously no shit. Or like, yeah, that's fine or whatever. But that, so that phrase in Spanish you'll hear, like there's stuff like that where you just hear them. People will use those phrases to connect.
So
yeah, people do it all the time.
Just back to a weird question.
So back to the weird question is that, yes, I believe I would be able to do that.
Yeah. Anyone would.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Any more weird questions?
Well,
from
no,
the
but
NPR
that's,
corner.
But that would be now, but I like, but the first challenge before like be jumping ahead and planning on that, the first thing is just like, okay, go through like, honestly, the Duolingo app and just start my friend, like with my roommate, I'm going to ask her to only speak Spanish to me.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Because that's people get to, but that's like with anything. That's like with a diet plan. That's like with anything, like even with, you know, like with the Maui thing, like with the homeless thing. People get in their brain like, oh, I want to learn to speak a language so I can, for whatever reason, instead of just going, okay, let me take baby steps and just like start doing the daily work to do it. People do what you just did, which is, okay, but can you do this giant, like, because you overwhelm yourself.
Learn how to count to 10 first.
We all know that I do that on every
right.
challenge.
Well,
if you're not going to be great at it, what's the point?
But that's counterproductive.
No one's automatically great at anything
exactly.
right, immediately.
And so, yeah. But I don't think that's just you, but that's
no,
most
people.
And that's why most people don't pursue.
And don't do anything.
Yeah. They don't pursue like any kind of a goal or any dreams or something because in their brain they look so far ahead and they go, oh, but if I can't do that, and it's like, okay, but you're not even there yet,
right?
You have to. But then the different thing, and when I was a trainer, and not to get all serious on the podcast, but here, this is a real fucking tip. When I was a personal trainer, and you have clients and people get really depressed and they'd be stressed out, and I do this with myself a lot, I make a list of all the shit that's bumming you out. And then you make a list and then you take that list and you divide it into two halves. And the one list is things you can change. And then the other side is things you can't change. There's nothing you can do about it. And then once you divide that, the stuff you can't change, take it out and rip it and throw it in the trash and fucking you can't do anything about it. So fucking stop stressing yourself out.
Exactly.
And then the stuff that you can change, you go, okay, if these things are bothering you, okay, so now what steps are you taking actively to every day push this thing that's bothering you in the right direction and make progress on it so that you feel good about yourself. And then it's one little thing. It can be one little thing. If it's overeating, you just like, if you eat a whole bag of chips and there's one chip at the bottom and you throw that one chip in the trash, that good. That's a win.
Yeah.
Progress.
If it's, oh man, I want to exercise more. Okay. And even like you at your desk, if you're like, I can't leave. It's like, okay, but if you get up and even just go walk for 10 minutes, that's better than nothing. Yeah. So like, that's a notch on your belt and that's for everybody, but that's, but you got to do the baby steps. But when you do the big over the top, it's like, well, that seems overwhelming. Because now
instead it is overwhelming.
Yeah. And then you just go like, fuck it. And then you get anxious and then you don't fucking do anything. And then
there's a reason people say start small.
Yep. Right.
There's a reason for that because you can't, or learn to walk before you run. Like, because quite literally a baby needs to learn how to fucking walk before they can run. Like you need to do little things before you can do big things.
Right.
Yeah.
And very few people are just automatically like a fucking savant at something. Like I've never played piano before, but I'm so good at it. Like that's how many people does that actually happen to?
Yeah. I mean, we're exceptions because we're like podcast savants. So I think we're exceptions that, because we're so good at podcasting.
That's what I was thinking.
Pod savants.
Pod vants?
And I gotcha.
Pavant.
A pavant.
Yeah, there we go.
That's my favorite. It's my favorite city in France. Pavant.
Pavant. Isn't that where champagne comes from?
Yes. Pavant. That's where we'll set up once we learn to speak, once we all learn Spanish. Are you guys, you're doing Spanish or French, Stephen?
I think I'm going
to
try and do French.
Do it.
French. I do feel bad, like but I want to learn Spanish more, but it does bug me because I'm like, I need to do French at some point because I did take 4 years of it. So I know that once I start, it'll come back pretty easily. And it also, I'm just like, what a fucking waste of 4 goddamn years.
Oh my God. You know what? Can I tell you though? Because the Spanish.
So I'm gonna learn both. I'm gonna pull a Steven and I'm gonna learn both languages.
No, before you run, Megan.
And then I'm gonna
pull anything.
And then next week when we come back, Megan will have a half hour special of stand up where she goes back and forth between Spanish, French, English.
Yeah.
Nipple hand signals.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's gonna be a lot going on. I'm gonna write a whole new 30 minutes in the next
and you're
7
doing the
days
whole thing.
In 3 languages.
And the whole thing is gonna be done while you're like tripping on banana peels and doing somersaults and all kinds of crazy.
It's gonna be
just scrapes all over
humor.
My body.
Yeah.
I can't wait to show you the scrape. I'm like excited about it. I look like a little kid.
Yeah, speaking
it
of
looks
learning
like
to,
a little kid with a scuffed knee.
Speaking of learning to walk before you run.
Yeah. Learn to walk up 2 steps, maybe, you fucking idiot. I showed Preston this morning. I was like, my knee, because I didn't even realize it was so bad. Like,
had you had drinks?
I'd had drinks. I wasn't like shit canned. Like, I fell. It had nothing to do with me being, that's the thing. Nothing to do with me drinking.
Right.
I'm just very dumb. But so I like knew it was like a scrape, but I was like, and then last night I rolled over and I was like, oh Jesus. And it's really bad. And then I showed Preston this morning. He was just like, how did you do that? And I was like, I tripped on the stairs. And he goes, the 2 stairs?
Yeah.
I was like, yes. And then he just walked away from me.
Now, dude, you remember this. This is when I was in LA. You remember, now I probably had a few more drinks than you have had, than you had on your little stair fall. But I was pretty drunk and I came home. This is when I sliced my thumb open. Do you remember that?
Yes. I totally remember that.
That's a fun one when you fall and then but you're like drunk and you're like, and you hurt yourself or you do something and you're like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just wrap it up in a paper towel and go to sleep. When I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I can see the insides of my body and my thumb is black. It was dope because I got to call out sick from work and it was a 5 a.m. shift.
And I got
Whole
to get
Foods.
Drunk again.
Yeah. And then I went to the hospital, but I waited. Well, that was, I remember that was, it was because that was the time when I was going into Whole Foods every morning at like, I had to be up every morning like between 4 and 5 and it was a real nightmare. But I drank and then I sliced my thumb on a glass in my sink and I woke up and I was like, bloodshot everywhere and I'm like, whatever. And I put a bag of frozen peas on it and I laid down and I got out and there was just like exposed. Oh yeah, there was blood everywhere.
I just love that you sliced your, and then you're just like, frozen peas fixes everything.
Yeah.
And throw frozen peas on it. Like it's a fucking, like you sprayed like your ankle or something.
I know.
Like you didn't even try and push it back together. Like,
no, I mean, I put a towel in it, but I was
that
like,
just made my pussy
a bitch.
Like
no
invert
Band-Aid
more.
Or anything.
Does that happen to you when you get like real grossed out by something? Like you get like a twang in your pussy?
Sometimes. Well, yeah. I mean, not when I get grossed out, when I get horny. I mean, maybe.
It's not like the same. It's not the same feeling.
No.
It feels like my pussy's crawling more into itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that happens.
Maybe you're
that
like, no, it does not.
No, that happens to men too. There are certain things. You're like,
Like it's something, if I see if like something, I'm just like, ugh, and then
for,
like,
for
my
example,
pussy
whenever someone describes like them having any kind of like getting penile pain, I feel like you feel it secondhand. You're just like, bah.
Yeah. I mean,
Wendy's like, no, neither.
Kind of.
Wendy's like, I don't feel anything. What are you guys talking about?
I never feel anything in my pussy.
Yeah.
I just cut myself
so
and
calloused.
Go to sleep like a normal human being.
Yeah. No, my pussy's actually, and then I sliced my pussy and I didn't put a bag of peas on that. And that's why I'm making all this money off of it. It's like a catcher's mitt. I don't feel anything. I'm like, what do you have? Your pussy has a sensation?
You're like, that sounds awful.
I know.
How do you do anything?
There are so many clues as to why Louise is pointing at your apron. And I really hate to break you. I don't think, as you're describing, you're like, you know, when something grosses you out and your pussy just like climbs up. I imagine that you're just like having these thoughts and your pussy's maybe like gripping your apron.
Like it's like eating scared. It like a muppet.
Like, so he's like, yeah, it's like it's afraid. And so he feels like he's like, you guys, we got rats. Hold on, health department's coming and get her out of here. Something is rummaging around in that bitch's apron.
First of all, he doesn't point at my pussy. He just, with his eyes, stares at it.
Laser stare.
That'd be a lot more uncomfortable if I was walking back in the kitchen and he was just like,
I thought he was pointing at it. Like,
no,
oh, I picture you walking in and he's pointing at it like, hey, mira la culo, with his fingers and doing tongue things. He just stares at it?
Yes.
That's way
he just
creepier.
Stares at it. It's so creepy. I'll do it to you when I see you on Monday. I'll just stare at your pussy. And then I'll say some very aggressive things in Spanish.
What if he's psychic and he's a doctor and he knows you have like something legit medically wrong? And that's why they're like, you're glad you don't understand him because you wouldn't be able to afford the medical care.
Yeah, exactly. And then I get that. And then my pussy crawls in itself more.
Right.
I feel like there's got to be a better way for me to say that. I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear what he says because I think he's not being sexual. I think he's like an X-Man.
He's a medical expert. He senses the tumors growing inside of you.
Okay,
yeah, he's an ex-hombre.
Yeah.
Practicing Spanish.
Well, look at that.
That's
look
not even
you.
A pun. Oh, sorry.
No,
oh, sorry.
Legit.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, are you mad? I'm like already kicking your ass on the challenge, Steven? Because
yeah, I'm
like,
I'm pretty sure that movie is called Ex Hombres in Spanish.
We're gonna find out
when we watch it in Spanish.
Yep, starring The Rock. Yeah,
I want a sandwich.
So wait a minute.
Un sandwich de fromage.
See? Yeah.
A little French for you. A little French for you.
See, now French is super similar to Spanish. So that's kind of a trick. This is a little hack for everybody. If you learn like whichever you're more comfortable with, so Spanish, but I started doing the French one, but then I dated because I was like, when I was in LA, right before I moved here, so a couple years ago, I was like, I need to practice Spanish. And I was doing it and it was going great. And I'm like, I'm going to double up and learn French because I think it's pretty. And they're very similar. But then I dated a French guy who lied and about being married. And I went to his, and we were dating casually and he was cool. And then I went to his apartment and I may have called you after this happened, but I remember I walked in his apartment and he was like, yeah, remember how pissed I was?
Yeah,
oh, yeah
she was real
that
mad.
That was because of
rightfully so. Rightfully
because my
so.
Arm was in a sling after I cut my fucking thumb. Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's all coming together.
Wow.
It's all coming together. This is the second half of your fucking musical, you loser. So after everybody dies of AIDS, I'm the last one standing. I somehow didn't get AIDS in my cut after all you died in our apartment. And I'm trying to make my way through this world with my arm in a sling and no sensation.
And this married guy can't feel my pussy.
Yeah, and I got no feeling in my pussy, half the feeling in my thumb. I did get to undergo anesthesia, which was phenomenal, and I highly recommend.
That's the best.
I'm always like, I don't understand why people do downers. And then I got
that Twilight shit. Oh, see, downers are heroin. Heroin is, you know.
Yeah.
Like some dumb muscle relaxant. Who needs it? But like, yeah that Twilight shit or any of that. Oh
that is. Good night, nurse.
It's quite literally, because I am in a hospital.
Oh. Yes. We're good at this. You know what? We're now if we could do that in Spanish. Buenas noches.
Wait, what was the end of the Frenchman? What was the end of the married Frenchman story?
Oh, that's just, well, he's a cunt. And I walked in, and right before we walked in his apartment, we were like, he was like, oh, I want to make love to you. And he would like,
was that his French?
Oh, yeah, that's French exactly moves. How shitty French people sound.
Yeah, he's like, I want to make
also,
love to
fuck
you.
Also, French people, they don't tip. They're awful people.
Yeah,
we nobody learned them. French. Nobody
yeah, you
learned,
know what?
They
change
cheat
your mind.
On their wives and they don't tip their servers.
Yeah. And he was trying to finger me when I was injured. He was trying to finger me in a nice place in Santa Monica, and that was fine. But no, I wasn't cool with it at that point. That was before I saw some sensation in my pussy, and I was like, I feel like you're rooting around in there.
trying to find truffles.
Badly fingering you while you're injured.
Yeah, sir, I feel more comfortable if you just stare at my pussy. Thank you so much. And please call it Kulo. Please. Please. Please, my mother was pussy. Call me Kulo. Tú tienes un culo cabrón. Móvese silicón, yo me busco una parte del tamaño de Lebron. Jammers. Ven, bailame el chacarrón. Totones con chicharrón, mamacita, contigo me mudo pa'l bron. Ven y muérdeme una teta con ese culo cabrón. Tú tienes un culo cabrón. He just stares at it.